Ngiyamazane, and stand up. We talk to one of your very own today, Imelda Mnisi. She joins us to tell us her story, where it began, where it's going, where it is right now. Imelda, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show. We speak about your very inspiring story today as a young black woman doing very big things where she is. Now, you have been through quite a number of things, I think, especially at such a young age, having to deal with divorce with your parents. How has that shaped who you are today, even in terms of your career in the medical field and your entrepreneurial ventures?
Growing up in a childhood at home wasn't easy. It had negative impact in my life, mm-hmm. whether it's education, social well-being, overall, the confidence as well. I think and believe that the experiences that I had to endure under that situation molded me to be this resilient, tenacious individual that I believe that I am. I'm intentional and very courageous, I believe. For the longest time, I've dimmed my light to accommodate people, but until I realized that I'm just dimming my own light for me. I'm the one that is sabotaging myself. Mm. I had to take a back seat in so many things because one will feel not worthy enough of having things. I missed opportunities because I get to question why me.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, you know what? I am very much deserving of whatever is coming, and I'm going to be so bold and take on it. And career wise, though it's not what I wanted to study growing up,
yeah,
but I am where I'm supposed to be. I'm a medical technician, and I find fulfillment in that because I'm contributing accurate medical diagnosis and I play a critical role in treatment of medical conditions. So we sometimes call ourselves the brains behind the doctors, because you go to a doctor, they cannot tell you anything without coming to the lab for a full analysis of your blood.
True.
And career-wise, with my business, mm-hmm. Growing up in such a situation, like I said, the impact that also it had, the period poverty that I experienced, that inability to access menstrual hygiene or pads, and the sanitary towels due to financial constraints. It impacted me a lot, health, education, and yes, the confidence, because you will feel like, no, there's that problem of leakage and so forth that we go through as women. And it's an issue affecting millions of individuals globally. So we experience things in order to help other people. So why not make an effort in improving such? Because I do believe I was not the last person to live in a childhood at home. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's the great significance that I believe that I have embarked on, because it's period underwear that I'm selling at this moment.
Love that. Now, we're going to talk about Madame Lingerie a bit later on, but I really, really want us to touch on what you just said a couple of minutes ago. You mentioned self-sabotage, you know, that I think a lot of young girls do without realizing. When did you get to the stage of realization where you realized I might be self-sabotaging myself, my dreams, who I am, because of the way that I grew up?
Like I said, I missed a lot of opportunities due to one will question. For an example, there's one great one that I missed, in a school exchange. I was supposed to go to Brazil, but I couldn't go because the exchange student was supposed to come back at home at that time.
Yeah.
It's a life that they should have been exposed to, but I felt ashamed that I'm bringing someone over. There's no parent. It's just me and my older brother.
Yeah.
And there's food that we need to give to this person. So I had to answer all of those things. The point where I realized is that I'm missing opportunities, but the greatest of all is accepting.
Yes.
Accepting not only that I will just relax, accepting people for who they are, because with me, I see people through my lens, not on what and who they are and what they are doing to my life. And then I see situation the way Imelda wants to see it, but I never showed up. I never visualized this queen that I wanted to be and showed up for myself. So in blaming people, I had to take responsibility and accountability that I am going to make a difference in my life despite where I come from, mm-hmm. despite the rejection, despite the betrayal, because it was somehow a personal agenda that certain things had to happen in my life that was so massive, but that's how I had to discover who I am, yep. in spirit also. So acceptance of things, but also making a difference, a change.
Making a difference, let's speak about Genesis of Humanity, where you advocate for the inclusion of boys and men in the fight against gender-based violence. As a young woman, why was it so important for you to have an organization that advocates for the inclusion of boys and men?
I also had an experience of abuse myself, emotionally, physically as well.
Mm-hmm.
Domestic violence as well. And in all of that, because Imelda always sees the good in people, I was like, no, this thing is more like baking. There's all the ingredients there, but we are failing to realize that men are part of this issue that we have.
Yeah.
Why don't we create a safe space for them that they'll be able to speak about their issues? Because I know if and should it have happened, that whoever has hurt me in that way had someone to talk to, it would have made a great difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because in advocating for boys and men, I'm trying to do an inclusion for them in fighting against gender-based violence. So we've made gender-based violence to be about children and women. And I know there are men that are being abused. And I know there are women that are also abusing men outside as mothers. We play a very critical role in how we raise our boy child. We give them the first impression of who a woman is and how you treat a woman.
Yeah.
No matter even if they go out there in life, they will meet that person that it's going to be like at home, this is how my mother treated me, this is how I responded to my mom. So abuse for us, we think it's the domestic violence when we are in a relationship. No, abuse starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
Your brother can be abusive to you. Your brother can be the one that hit you first before your man, your husband actually be the one that abuses you. So one, I got to experience it. And it is already built that this is how it's supposed to be done, for a person to show that they love you.
Absolutely.
And that's not how it's supposed to be. So
yeah.
That's why
yeah.
I came up with the, I'm specifically advocating for a boy child and men, because I am a mother of boys myself, and I wouldn't want my kids to do what was done to me.
Mm. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Madame Lingerie, and you've spoken about your story a bit earlier on. Why is it so important for you and for us who can to help younger girls? First, I think, you know, Madame Lingerie has to be about body positivity. It has to be about just creating intimate wear that is for a young girl who will feel confident in herself. But why was it so important for you to create such a brand, Madame Lingerie, where you promote being able to speak about growing, where you promote being able to speak about menstruation as a young girl?
Okay, first of all, I love lingerie. And
we all do.
It was, yes, the confidence that it brings. So for the love of confidence, for the love of empowerment, for the love of freedom, for me, it was a mix of the personal experiences I've explained,
mm-hmm.
the environmental issues, Many people to this day and age, they do not dispose products in a proper way.
Mm-hmm.
Health issues that comes with menstruation, the stress and the anxiety. So I know what I went through. Should I had such a product, it would have been a lifesaver, because many young girls would miss school because of such. So this one is a mix of, there's a touch of elegance, there's a touch of beautiful things that a woman will see this product and be very proud of and say, like, I am confident.
Mm, absolutely. I love that. Where do we see Madame Lingerie going in the next 5-10 years?
I am praying and hoping and working towards it that I have my own retail store. And I'm also pushing that in most of our retail stores, we find it, because it's such a beautiful brand. It addresses so many issues that we face, economical issues, environmental issues, comfortability, the health. It's a very beautiful product, if I might say.
Mm-hmm.
The best gift that anyone can give to a young girl, or for themselves, even spouse, for their partners.
Mm-hmm. Mm, absolutely. Imelda, thank you so much for coming on to the show. We wish you all the very best with your organization, with Madame Lingerie. You are doing such a wonderful job. Keep going.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the time.
And that's why she's on Lingyora Wednesday for today.